Test 81, Section 2, Question 23. This is an assumption question. We're looking for what must be assumed. And it says, efforts to attain an overall reduction in carbon use by convincing people to focus on their personal use of fossil fuels cannot achieve that goal. Okay, so basically, trying to reduce overall carbon use by helping people focus on their personal use can't achieve it. Even if most people change their behavior, changes in personal use of fossil fuels cannot produce the needed reductions in carbon use. Okay, so it's saying even if they changed it, we can't get the needed reductions. Only government policies can produce change on the required scale. So really it's saying personal use isn't going to do it. So by convincing people to focus on their individual use can't change it, because it's saying even if they did, changes in personal use can't provide the needed reductions, so only government policies can produce change. And we're kind of assuming that those are your only two options, convincing people and then government policies. So A, convincing most people to focus on their personal use would not lead to their successfully pressuring the government into implementing policies that reduce carbon use. Okay, I didn't really think about this beforehand, but yeah, if you're going to say that it can't achieve the goal, you do kind of have to assume that. So maybe. This is one where I said, if everything else is bad. Calculations needed to determine how best to minimize it are too difficult to carry out. Okay, that's not something we have to assume. We don't have to assume anything about the calculations. Efforts to convince people to focus on reducing their personal use have been made only by those who are not currently involved in framing government. We don't have to assume anything about what efforts have been made. And then, it is easier to convince the government to change its policies than it is to convince people to reduce. The problem with this one is we don't have to assume which one's easier. We just have to assume that convincing people to focus on theirs won't work. And then E, people who are concerned about the environmental issues are more likely to support political candidates who support environmental issues. We don't really have to assume anything about that. Now, coming back to A, we're going to check it by making it false. And if we say convincing most people to focus on their personal use of fossil fuels would lead to their successfully pressuring the government into implementing policies that reduce it, all of a sudden, efforts to attain an overall reduction in carbon use by convincing people to focus on their personal use can achieve the goal, and therefore it would destroy the argument. So A is in fact our correct response.